Okay, we are on Daf Chesamid Beis, the bottom of the Amud, the last four words of the Amud. First of all, I want to express a thank you to Rabbi Carr. Did a wonderful job in subbing. I really appreciate it, because it's good to know that, you know, somebody's around that can take over. Ahu gavra d'ava kamas mechumri p'sechaisa. What? I didn't. I don't think I stopped. Didn't press one. I put star to go back to the conference. We're holding the last four words in Chesam and Beis. Ahu gavra, there was a person that became masman chumri p'sechaisa. He sold beads. He made beads. Now Rashi brings down, according to one pshat, it was made out of tin. The other pshat, it was made out of glass. Little rings. I think it's beads. I'm sure art school probably translates.
Oh, tin buttons and glass beads.
Okay, tin buttons. Interesting. I know Rashi uses the word buttons. I never noticed it. Yes. And glass beads. Hasa yetsa amr lehavli chachucha. So she said, give me one row, one stringful. They used to string them, I guess, as a necklace around their neck. Amr lo, you have the luck mekadeshously. If I give it to you, are you mekadeshes? Amr lo, hava mehava, give it. And she repeated hava mehava twice. Give it, give it. Amr avchama ko hava mehava lav klomi. Means nothing. There's no commitment at all to kedushin. She just wants the beads. And again, we're going to read about 10 lines of Gemara before anybody can ask me any questions. He was drinking wine in a store, we'll say a bar. Can you give me a cup of wine? Just give me a drink. And again, repeated it two times. Who gave that the kashadi tamra b'deklo was throwing down dates from a date tree? So I hit the amalei shadu b'tayr. Can you throw me two dates? Amalei shadin loch mukadeshesli. Amalei shadi mishta, just throw. Amrav Zid kol shadi mishta lav klumu. There's a repetition of three stories. So the mepharshim speak out. I believe it's the Ritva that says to tell me it makes no difference if it's a food item, a drink item, or a piece of jewelry. She never meant to accept kedushin. Iboy lahu, hav ashki v'shadi. What if she didn't repeat it twice? In the cases, she said, give, give. Drink, drink. Right? Throw, throw. So that tells us, and I'm not masking the kedushin, just give it to me. Haknish kinchainik. Just give it to me.
Now, third case also said twice?
What?
Third case also said twice?
She said, shadi mishni. Double language. How about if she said it once? What will it be halacha there? Amar Avina Mekudeshes, if Samar Barabak Samar, Tagger the Malka, by the crown of the king, Eina Mekudeshes. Behilchasa, Eina Mekudeshes. We'll see Rashi, Dr. Rashi. The Krashi Chumri buttons, Shaisen Shabdil, they make it out of tin, the Chorizin Harbiman Bechut Echad, and they string. With a one string, they string it. The ice and ice that come in on, can they make it like a bracelet? I think it's a necklace. The ice and the tavareim, they carry it around their neck, limkar to sell. The yesh garsim pesachusaisa, the yesh shuchis, come in tabor, dakim, small little rings, beads, the carry nice of pearls, the belosh rabbi say no, ushtanis. Chachucha, molay chuta anak. One stringful, meaning one necklace full. Mekadeshesli b'loshes shayla. He said, "Are you going to be mekadeshes to me?" Have ashkim v'shadid the loy kafslasle the debura. She did not double the words. Taga the malka the keser hamelach nishba. Now the Ravid learns he swore in the name of Hashem, but Rashi seems to learn he swore in the crown of the king. He just said by the name of the king, it's the halacha say the mekadeshes. He wanted to emphasize his strong belief that the halacha is Eidim Mekudeshes, strong feeling. Dr. Gemara Behilchos Seinim Mekudeshes, because she never said yes. She didn't answer yes. The answer we expect is yes. That's what this Mandi Amar is saying. Give is not yes. Now, there's a shaila in the Rishayim. What if she initiated it? Meaning in this case, I'm sorry, he initiated it. What if she didn't say give it to me? Here in all these three stories, she asked for something. His response was, will you marry me? And she says, give it. Right? So one Mandi Amar says, Hatnishkin Chaynik, just give it to me. How about if he walked over to her and said, if I give it to you, will you be Mekudeshes? And then she said, give it. It wasn't that she requested it without Kedushin. Then he turned it into Kedushin, and she responded with, just give it. Right? She didn't say the word just, but that's double lotion, everybody agrees she means just give it. How about if he walked over to her, she had never asked for it before, said, if I give you a cup of wine, are you Mekudeshes? And she said, give it. Would that halacha be the same as the Machlokes Rishayim? Some Rishayim say, then give it means acquiescence. Because she hadn't asked for it before. It's not like she wanted the cup of wine that she asked for it, that we say she's still continuing to ask for it. And other Rishayim say it's no difference. The answer to Kedushin is yes, not give it. Yes. Give it doesn't mean Kedushin. This is Machlokes Rishayim. I'm not here to paskin, I'm just pointing it out.
Do they have a chal between 2 and 1?
Not that I saw, no. I guess it would be the Machlokes in the Gemara. It wouldn't be any different in the case when she initiated and she said 1. If it's Mekudeshes then, it would be Mekudeshes in the other case.
No, I'm saying, will it even be... Well,
I don't know. I didn't see. V'hilchasa eina Mekudeshes. Now the Gemara sums up and brings different shilas discussions. Some were machloikas, some weren't even a machloikas, according to some Rishayim. And paskins the shilas that we've had in the last number of blah. The Hilchos says Shiroi L'Tzichi Shuma. Back in Daf Vavam Adbeis, we had a shila of whether silk, I'm sorry, Zayinim Adbeis, we had a shila of whether silk needs to be evaluated. The guy is being Mekadosh, a lady with a silk, so she have to know the value. Rav Yosef said yes. Rabbi said no. The halacha is she doesn't have to know the value. Now, unlike the rest of the cases here, which I will read in the next line, and then we'll come back to this. The halacha said Kerblazer, Paschal Kerblazer, who said that if a guy said it's Kachali Bimbana and he gave her a dinner, she's Mekudeshes V'Yashlim, just owes her the rest of the money. Vilkas the Karav Amar of Nachman, there was Mekadosh of Mashkin, we say Mana Enkan, Mashkin Enkan, there was no debt, it's meaningless because he's not giving her anything. Holding a collateral for a non-debt is meaningless, and therefore, not Mekadoshes. The Rishayim are bothered, why by Hilkas the Kishiroi doesn't it say Vilkas the Karav? The other two we identify as a Mandi Amar. We say Rav Lozer, and we say Rava. Here, by the first case, we say the Hilchos is Shiroi L'Tzricha Shuma. Just told me Hilchos is Karaba.
Well,
you say. I'm just explaining the question. We are saying, identifying the cases by the name of the Amira. Why aren't we identifying Shiroi by the name of the Amira? Oh, wait one second. Why are we identifying it? I'm glad you're so excited. What can I tell you? But why are we identifying it by the halacha, not by the name of the Amira? That's the Mishayim's question. Yes?
I would say because in the case of Holtahu, according to one side, everyone agrees that it's good. And therefore, I can't just say Rabba's name because Rabbi Yosef agrees in Holtahu.
So what's wrong? It's not a Rabba. That's even better.
I can't just say one name.
Why not?
Because Rav, in that case, even Rav, Yosef...
If I'm paskining Shiroi, I'm obviously paskining the case of the Machlokes, right?
But there is a case where there's no Machlokes.
So there's no Machlokes in Rav Lozer, there's no Machlokes in Rav.
What do you mean? There's
nobody argued on Rav Lozer, I'm Mekudeshes V'Yashlim. Pashtus, nobody argued in him. You could say that the one who asked the question was arguing in him, but the Gemara answered the question. And the same with Rava. Rava said, Monenka Mashkenkan. Somebody asked the question, right? And then the Gemara gave an answer. You could say that the question argued. That's what some Rishonim want to say. But Pashtus, nobody argued. So they do say a similar tarot to Rabbi Cohn. They want to say, what? They do say a similar tarot, because it would say to Rabbi, I wouldn't know which Lashon we're posking like. Are we posking the case when he said Chamshin? Or when he said Troy? Or even in the case when he said the value? That was a machlokes to l'shaynus. So the Gemara just says shuroi l'chichas shuma. Period. That is what some rishayim means. Rabbeinu Tam builds on this question that only shuroi doesn't need shuma. It's not a general halacha to every item. It's only items that are yidua shemayu, that people know what they're worth. Shuroi happened to be an item that most ladies knew their value. And that's why Lechichi Shuma. This is Rabbeinu Tam Paskins. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, an item that doesn't have a value that people know, you can't use for Kedushin. And so, Rabbeinu Tam, that's why we aren't Mekadesh with a ring, with a stone, because it's Lo Yediya Shumayu. There's no way the woman can know what it's worth, and therefore, we're not using it for Kedushin. Rabbeinu Tam builds the halacha on the fact that the Gemara didn't say Hilchos HaKaraba. Because Rabbah says a blanket statement that the woman doesn't have to know, period. And we're saying, Shiroi L'chichi Shuma. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. And that's where the minig became, that we don't use a ring with a stone for Kedushin. We use a plain ring, which has more of a... I don't know what a plain ring is worth, by the way. I haven't bought a Kedushin ring in a long time. But I guess it's more Yediya Shemayu. And again, some Masadri Kedushin make sure they ask the Adam. Every Masadri Kedushin asks the Adam, Shava Pruta. But some Masadri Kedushin ask the lady, do you realize this is a Shava Pruta? Meaning that's what you're being Mekadesh yourself for, to avoid this problem that you think she's getting something more. But that's the source of Rabbeinu Tam is this question of the Hilchos HaShiroi L'chichas Shuma.
Women don't know that they're getting married for Shava Pruta. I'm asking, I don't know.
Again, the fear is that the woman might be thinking she's getting more for her Kedushin. And who says she would be masking for less? I'll be more blatant open. What if he handed her, what if a woman thought she's getting a ring, and then she realizes he picked it up in one of those, I don't know if they still have them around, when I was a kid, you can pick up a plastic ring for 10, in my days it was a nickel, probably now it's 50 cents.
It's more, Rebbe, it's more. 75. I'm not joking. 75.
I mean,
it takes credit cards now.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Okay. I'm not arguing with you. I don't know. I haven't seen those machines around forever. I don't know if they even have them anymore. In my days, 75 cents, you bought a pack of cigarettes at the machine that was in the front of the store. There used to be a cigarette machine. It's probably before your days. And you put in 75 cents and you pull the lever. And then there was a button to push if you wanted matches.
And
then, because us kids always push that button because there were always guys that didn't take matches. So you push that button, three things of matches fell out for us kids. Has to show them that we wouldn't play with them. We gave them to adults, of course.
At those days, you got 75 cents ready and it wasn't bad for you.
Right, exactly, because Shem Reb Sayyam Hashem.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
If she doesn't see anything, if she just accepts the item, would that be like hav-hav or like saying yes?
Again, if he came to her and says harat mukadeshously.
But the difference, that's what they do today, and she says nothing.
She says nothing, but she sticks out her finger.
But that's like saying yes, or maybe it's like...
That's like saying yes. That's not saying hav.
I would think that it's like saying there's nothing, but it's better because he isn't asking a question. That's what I thought the difference was.
Could be. Well, he is, Harry, but definitely. He's taking a statement, right? He's taking a statement. Right, could be. Could be.
If you would ask the Russian question, it would be the same shot as the Gemara.
I'm not sure. If he says, are you willing to be Mekadeshes to me, and she sticks out her finger, I don't know if that's like Hav. B'chlau, we had a machloikus with Shaitan, if he initiated the conversation, even by Hav, right, might work. It's only because she asked for it first. So you're going according to the Rishaitim that say it would be a Shaila. I don't know if sticking out the finger is like saying Hav, or sticking out the finger is like saying yes. I don't know.
Other thing, had she accepted in any of these cases, then we would give them Malkus for being the Kaddish B'lo Shiduchi, according to Rav?
The Chayra, Max Martis. Chayra. We want to know if the Kedushin is good now. We're interested now in the...
That might also be a difference under the Chuppah, because there's already Shiduchi.
Could be. Okay, so we finished Kedusha Kesef. We've been talking about Kedusha Kesef, and we obviously went off the, you know, different halachas. Now we're moving to Kedusha Shtar. Dr. Gemara Tana Rabbanan Mishtar Ketzad. How is Kedusha Shtar? Custom lay on the yor or lacheres, he wrote on paper or on pottery, clay. Ava b'shein b'shava pruta b'tchum u'kudashas li b'tchum u'retzas li b'tchum li v'intu harizu m'kudashas. That is a shtar. He writes to a father of a girl that's either a ketana or a nara. I am marrying your daughter in a shtar. And the shtar is not worth a pruta, because if the shtar were worth a pruta, he's giving him money. So this shtar works without hilchas money. It works because it's a shtar. And the shtar says, B'tchum B'kodeshesli, Shaila, and the Rishayim, whether it has to say her name or not. Because by get, it has to say the names. The question is, by get, is Shema Deraisa, Shema Drabanan. If it's a Deraisa, L'chayra B'kodeshin, you would need the name. If by get, it's a Drabanan, so because of, shouldn't say it was a tip, because we're afraid that people, we might see whatever it is, so it's not so sparsh. But anyway, we're not Makadosh B'shtar. If we would write the name. But now, the question here is, can you write a shtar kedushin on a cheres? Because we're going to see, or we saw in Masechtas Gittin, that cheres is forgeable. And by a get, it has to be written on something that's not forgeable. Cheres is easily forgeable. It's a kind of thing, the Gemara says, if you should never sign your name on cheres, because if you sign your name on cheres, because somebody can forge and write something on top of it. Now, by the yar, it's not as easily forgeable, because they erased it. You could tell it was erased. But cheres is forgeable. Now, if you learn like a blazer, hold 1 second. If you learn like a blazer that holds Eidim Masira Karsi, that you don't need signatures, it's the Eidim Masira. So then, cheres is kosher. The Gemara says, if a second is getting by a get. So if it's kosher by get, it would be kosher by kedushin with Eidim Masira. Because you need the same type of Eidim on kedushin that you need on get. So if I get Eidim Masira is enough, Eidim Kedushin. But if you learn like Rav Meir, this is problematic. And some Rishonim say that this Gemara is only going like a blazer, that Eidim Masira are ones that create the shtar. Because according to Rav Meir, you can't have a shtar that's forgeable. A get that's forgeable, or a kedushin that's forgeable. He might write in a condition afterwards. I'm a condescious lead, you give me $1,000, whatever else he wants to put in. And therefore, that's what the Rishayim speak out, that according to a mayor, it would be questionable. The reason I say questionable, because some Rishayim want to tie now that if the Eidei Chasima show up and identify and say, this is the way it was written, it would be kosher even by get, which is a big chiddush, not so pashut. So we'll stick to our blazer. Yes, Harvey, I'm sorry.
Rabbi, could you just remind how consent is manifested through a shtar? In other words, the recipient, do they have to, is it that they have read it already and they know its contents when they receive it? Or how else is their actual consent manifested?
So most Rishayim seem to say that when he hands you the shtar, he says, Hariat Mukadeshesli Bishtar Zu. And she accepts it. Or the father accepts it.
So there's words that come with
most Bishayim seem to say, along with the shtar, is a verbal statement that I want the shtar to create kedushin, and a consent by the fact that the recipient accepts it. Similar to what happens with a ring under the chuppah. Now, basically, without getting involved in side things, let's just set up a chuppah, and instead of handing her a ring, he hands her a star that says, "Hare Abakadash is Libi Star Zoo." And he says to her, instead of "Hare Abakadash is Libi Tabazu," he says, "Hare Abakadash is Libi Star Zoo."
I mean,
the obvious difference with a ring is that she knows, and standing under the chuppah, she knows what's going on. A ring is a common symbol, but when words count in the shtar, and if they're not under the chuppah, that was my question.
Again, he would have to say to her, "Hariat," just like if he did a ring not under the chuppah, or if he gave her a dollar, not under a dollar might be a shtar. He gave her a pen, not under the chuppah. And he says, "Hari Atmo Kadesh Asleep the Pen Zoo," and she says yes, or she sticks out her hand and accepts it, the Chayra would be an acceptance of a Kedushin. So if he says Bishtar Zoo, it's the same thing. The only difference is that a pen is worth, I don't know how much today, and a star is less than a pruta, if there's such a thing today.
Sorry, I don't know if he's finished. Is he finished? I don't know, I can't see him. But Bob, I'll come back. The point I'm saying here is, you can give a star.
Then it doesn't need star. Then it can be guessed.
I wanted to work.
Yeah, you could do that. But the Gemara is trying to tell you a chiddush that doesn't have to be worth money.
I want to say, even if it's worth money,
again,
you can still do it and work.
I am not disagreeing with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. All I'm saying is the chiddush of star is it doesn't have to be worth money. You're not giving her anything of value, and it still works.
And I would like to add to that and say, even if it is worth money, you can still say it's not to be working as kesef, but as with star.
Fine. I have no reason to argue with you.
Then I guess they're not the ksuba?
Ksuba is not marriage.
I know, but
Ksuba is financial document that's given at the time of Nisuan. This is Kedushin, and that's given Nisuan. Again, Ksuba is nothing to do with the marriage. It's a financial document. A woman is married without Ksuba. Not necessary for marriage. The right word is her. But the marriage is 100% valid. Ksuba is not marriage. Ksuba is a financial obligation that a husband obligates himself to his wife. That's all ksuba is. It's not necessary. If he doesn't want to write a ksuba, she's still married. He violates a rabbinic issur of living with a woman without a ksuba.
And this star has to be kept forever or not necessarily?
Does she keep her ring forever?
No.
My wife lost her ring. She's still Mekudeshes. You probably bought her another one. I didn't.
She lost what?
Her ring.
So why is it if a ksuba?
And I didn't buy her another one.
You didn't have insurance?
No, it was lost. Finished.
So insurance is poor. How much? I want to see if I can come up with.
Please don't buy her if you do something.
can I tell you a great story?
No, I really don't think it belongs. I don't think it belongs here. Again, we'll talk about it in 5 to 10 seconds. Yes.
The chazal made also that you can't live with a woman if it's super.
That's because she has to have proof of his financial commitment.
But that's Tikkunos Chazal.
Right.
They're still married, but they just can't live together.
Correct.
Okay.
Don't think about it. Maskelor of Tere Barmamo. Koloidami Hashtar al Ishtar Zvini. Now, there are two places that we find star. One is Garrison, and one is Sales. Those are the two places that we find star elsewhere, besides for Kedushin. Now, Garrison happens to be unique, that it is partially similar to Kedushin and partially not similar to Kedushin. It's similar to Kedushin in the sense that the husband writes the get. But on the other hand, the husband is the one divesting himself over there, not acquiring. In the case of a sale, it's the one selling that writes the shtar to the one buying. And here, we have a unique situation where the shtar is written by the buyer, not by the seller. And what's bothering us is, shtar is supposed to be written by the one selling, as we see by sale. Now, we could ask by get, but by get you can answer, it's the husband-husband. But here, by sale, we see there are two people, the buyer and the seller writes the shtar. So why is the shtar seems to usually, we assume that shtar should be able to work the same way. All shtaris work similarly. It also works by kedushin. But the problem is that by shtar, by kedushin, it's the opposite person writing the shtar. It's not similar. So to Gemara, v'loidami shtai shtar l'shtar zvini. Hasam meicher kaisav l'sada mechur alach. And the Gemara is asking this question on a presumption, on an assumption, not a presumption, an assumption, that shtaris should work the same way. It works by sales, it works by kedushin. It's not similar. It's a different party writing it. And for the Gemara, hasa minyana dekra, v'ocha minyana dekra. It's gzeres hakasos. You're right. It's not the same. Hasam says, "Umachar machus asai." By sales, the Torah talks about the seller selling. The meicher talar rachmana, halcha kisid kiyikach. It talks about the buyer, the acquired, one who's acquiring. The baal talar rachmana. And therefore, you're right. It's not the same, but it doesn't have to be the same. Look at the Torah. In sales, the Torah talks about it from the angle of the seller. And in Kedushin, the Torah talks about it from the angle of the one who's acquiring. And therefore, don't ask the question. It's different. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I don't know if I finished the Rashi before. Dr. Rashi, I don't know if I said any of these Rashis. Chat shucha malichu te'enik, mukadashasli b'loshin she'lo, hap ashki v'shadid le'kafel v'deburi, didn't double the words. Taga de malka v'keser ha'melech mishba, hilchasuk r'blozadam eskachli m'mona, v'nasim lo'dinir ha'zum mukadashas v'yashlam. K'rab amr av nachma damalel, mona enkan mashkan enkan, when he gives her a mashkan for a non-debt. Bitcha mukadashasli, v'hi b'shus avia l'kacha, g'nchloy bangra, she's not a begeris. Where do we find that a shtar can work when it's written by the one acquiring? And the answer is, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says,
the wife can write the shtar. Is the Torah saying rove cases, not like that? The wife can write it, just the main parts, he may have to fill it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares who's writing
it? I have no idea what you're asking. You should be my homie.
You think I do?
I'm Zubik.
No, the wife can write it. The Torah's just saying, usually this is what happens. It's not Likuba.
Let me ask you a question. Can the wife write the get?
Which parts? I don't know.
Any part. The whole thing. Why not? Who cares who writes it? It's who it belongs to, who commanded to write it, who's in charge of it, who makes it into a get.
Good. So by shtar.
Same thing by Kedushin. Who makes it a shtar Kedushin? I don't care who writes it. She has a nicer handwriting than him. Therefore what? Shtar Kedushin is it belongs to him. The shtar belongs to him. And he authorized the writing, as we will see later in the Gemara. And now it's written, and now he hands it to her at the Kedushin, and he's the one acquiring it. I don't care whose handwriting it is. You know, they pay the person to do calligraphy. They can write a fancy, just like they have Kedushin hanging on people's walls. You can have Star Kedushin hanging on people's walls. A new minig we can start. Make more money for the guy that writes these fancy things.
Well, nicer thing also to put up on the wall. It's a nicer thing to put up on the wall. Then if they get divorced, you have to pay.
That's right. I don't care who actually does the writing.
So we're talking about just
who
owns it.
Exactly.
Does that
have to be small? I said the Gemara will talk about that. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hasam nami ksiv sadas bekesiv yitnu. In Navi, talking about there, Yirmi HaNavi was told to buy a field from Hanamel. That was the name of the person. And it says there he should buy it kasadas bekesev yiknu. The Torah views it from his perspective, the buyer's perspective. So we see it's not always looked at it from the seller's perspective. And yet, we want the seller to write the shtar. So maybe by Kedushin, the seller should be writing the shtar, not the buyer. And for the Gemara, Kari Be Yaknu. How do you know it's Yiknu? Maybe it means Yaknu. They should give, not buy, but sell. Zok the Gemara, my time at Kari Be Yaknu, Shum Dechsevu Machar. You're changing the assumed pronunciation of the word based because you have the other pasuk that says Umachar Machuzasai. Hakinami, I have the same problem by Kedushin. Because there's another pasuk out there. It says, Asbiti Nasati Le'ishaseh. Talking about Kedushin from the perspective of the father, of the woman. The father is the woman. And why don't we say that we should read the Karbe Kiyaka, Kiyakich, I don't know what word it's supposed to be, Archko probably has the right pronunciation. Yakiach?
Yaka.
Whatever it means, Yaka. Instead of taking, the Chsim is Biti Nasati Le'ishaseh. If you're going to start changing pronunciations, so change the pronunciation of Kiyikach instead of saying that's different. I'm a rabbi, you're right. If you only went with Sukkim, we wouldn't know who writes Shtaris. And the answer is, it's Halacha L'maaseh B'Sinai. By Gittin, by Kiddushin, he writes it. And by sales, the Meicher writes it. It says over there that Yirmiyo took the star. That means obviously the Meicher wrote it. So even in the pasuk that says Sada Makesav Yiknu, right afterwards it says Sefer Hamikna, which says that Yirmiyo received it from the seller. And therefore, that's why we say it means the seller writes it. Whereas by Kedushin, there's no reason to change the word of Hiyikach. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, my time at Kores by Yaknu, which is the Sibu Mocha, Bitmia. Kori by Kiyakiach, the name of the Avi Anara comer, she makicha lubao, he should take her to the husband. She the Sibu Zviti Nasati. Hilka Sininu, Lamaisha Misinai. Hasam Nami Gabishtar Zvini by a sale. Sibu Ekach a Sefer Amikna. Alma Mocha Nasan Lukeach. Sibu Ekach, Yumi took it. But like Sibu Etain, for Yumi Akaina Sada Miyad Hanamel, he was buying it from Anamel. Alma Mocha Kaisa Sada Machurloch, the Nice Miyad Lukeach. Yes.
When it says Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that's irrelevant to how we pronounce the words in the Psukim? Or the Psukim tell us it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? When it says Yukach Yaku, Yukach.
I can understand it two ways, I'm not sure. The pasuk in Navi is not Halacha L'maaseh B'Sinai. That's for sure. But I don't know. I'm not sure. Pashtus, I learned it is Halacha L'maaseh B'Sinai that the husband writes it. And therefore, we're not going to change the word to Mikach to Yakach. Whatever the word is, I don't even know what it is. Yakiach. Right. Zot Gemara Vayter. V'yomer Rav Amar Rav Nachman. And this Gemara is going to be a repeat of the Gemara before, except the Gemara before was talking about a Ketana and a Nara. So there the father did the acceptance of the Kedushin. And now we're talking about an adult girl over 12 and a half, and she does her own Kedushin. So I'm Rabbi Nachman, Kasavu El Yor El Acheres, Abishen Shai Vepruta, Bitcha, I'm sorry, it's the same thing, we'll see in a minute. Bitcha Mekudashisli, Bitcha Moresisli, Bitcha Livintu, Beina Yidei Via, Beina Yidei Atzma, Mekudashis Midaitai. If she's a Nara, he has to agree. She can accept it, but he has to agree. V'hu Shalai Bagra. Before Bagrus, she's not in charge of her Kedushin. And by the way, that'll be a discussion in the second Perek. Can a Nara do her own marriage without her father's Rishus? Here the Gemara is Mashma, she cannot. She needs her father's agreement that she should marry this guy. She can accept it as a Shliach of her father, but she can't make the decision. This will be a discussion in the second parak. Kasev la al yor be'acheres abishen shavar putai mukadeshesli harat lili into harat muresesli mukadeshes beinai de'avia beinai de'atzma midaita v'hushabagra. If she's over 12 and a half, her father can be her agent, but her father has no rights anymore. It's her decision. Basically, Rabbi Rav Nachman is saying, I don't care who's accepting it. As long as the right person made the condition, the other person can be the agent. Now, there will be a discussion in 10 blot from now. Can Ektana accept the Kedushin for her father? Ektana is 10. Can a father tell her, accept your own Kedushin? That's going to be a sugya in 10 blot from now. I'm avoiding it. So that's why I talked about a Nara. I did not talk about Ektana. Ektana cannot be a Shliach. That's going to be a discussion in 10 blot from now, which we will leave in Meretz Hashem for 10 blot from now.
Before, unfortunately, I forget it, but didn't we have already before that it's Naira and a father have to be together? Did we have that already?
I have no idea what you're driving at. Second time today.
No, but at the end, Rebbe's understood what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
But we had, I don't know, maybe, didn't we have already that...
We discussed Naira? About who gets the money back on Gimel and Beis, if that's what you mean.
No, after that, nothing after that?
About what?
That Naira and the father are working together? They don't work together in a...
I'm trying to figure out what you mean, I'm not sure.
You mean that each one cannot do without the other?
I don't remember that, but it's all right. Yeah, by far as the Dharma, we had that.
Not by Kedusha?
I don't remember. Rashi. Beinai de'atzma shekabalosa hi midaita shalav. She's accepting it with the acquiescence, with the father's knowledge, midaita shi amraloi lekabal. V'hod de'ina daita dida is v'husha bagra. You need her agreement if she's over 12 and a half. Not to come out by Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Shtar Eris and Shekosva Shloi Lishma. One of the Shtar Kedushin was written Shloi Lishma. Right? It wasn't written for her. He wrote to the guy, he told the cipher, or the cipher practiced. And he wrote, Hariat Makadesh Sleep of Shtar Zu, Kadash Maisha Yisrael. And the husband picked it up. It wasn't written for him. Get has to be written Lishma or Lishma. How about a Shtar Kedush? Havayas Mao. Havayas Liatias Makshinan. Zakrashi Shloi Lishma. Shenikta Vashemi Shacharis. He wrote it for a different woman. Benimlach. And he changed his mind. He was planning to marry Sprinter. And he asked the guy to write a Shtar Kedush for Sprinter. And then he decided to marry a different lady. I don't know, whatever her name is. Chinka. Right. Do we compare Kedushin to Gerushin? Just like by Gerushin it has to be written for her, Kedushin has to be written for her also. Or do we compare Kedushin Shtar to Kedushin Kesef? The money wasn't minted for her. The Shtar Lebina Lishma. The question is, once we have Kedushe Shtar, we have Kedushe Kesef. Kedushe Kesef, the money is not minted Lishma. Maybe Shtar doesn't have to be written Lishma. Or on the other hand, the source of Kedushe Shtar was Get. Get had to be written Lishma. Therefore, Kedushe Shtar should have to be written Lishma. Buster the boy, other Buster, after he had the Shiloh, he decided on his own, Havayi Liyatsiya Makshina Damakrav Yatsavayisa. He decided that it's not a shayla, that we compare Kedushin to Gerushin, and you need Lishma. Rashi, Yitzia Be'ina Lishma, Chsiv V'Kasav Lo Lishma, Habayin L'Kesav Loi Be'ina Shetei Lishma. What does that mean? Sheituris Hadiner Tavua Lishma. It was not minted for her. Hadir Pashta V'Yatsav V'Haisa. Zok Rashi, what changed? Why all of a sudden did he know the answer? That's the source of Kedusha Shtar. So why should I think that Kedusha Shtar is different than Gerusha Shtar? The source of Kedusha Shtar is Gerushin. So therefore they share the commonality that they both have to be written Lishma.
What was the side before that?
Because Kesef is not Lishma, so we see Kedusha doesn't require Lishma. Gerushin can only be done one way, and that one way needs Lishma. There's also a hekesh between all kedushins. There's two hekeshim here, pulling you in opposite directions.
The one with the kesef and star, what's the It was a hekesh.
The Gemara says, Havayis iskeshu
la'adadi. You can't learn one from two, you can't learn nine from seven.
And then the Gemara said that they're compared to each other. I'm trying to find the Lashon HaGemara.
Of the hekesh?
The Gemara uses the word hekesh, yes. Okay, I have to find out what pasuk is the Hekesh, but it says Havayis Ladodi Makshinon. It seems to be a Hekesh that compares all ways of Kedushin. But I have to look it up. Something like that. Itmar. Next Shiloh. Now, let me present this Shiloh. A person writes a get, he does not need his wife's acquiescence. His wife doesn't have to know about it. He goes to the cipher and he says, write me a get. The husband's name is me, and my wife's name is this. Write it Lishma, Lishmai, Lishma, Lishem Gerishin, and this is good. But, in the case of get, he is the one getting rid of her. She is the, I'm going to use it in a chas v'shalom, do not mean to be crude in any way. He's dismissing her. She is not a balas davar in any of the negotiations. She likes it, she doesn't like it, tough luck. You're getting divorced. So he doesn't need her to agree. How about Kedushin, where she's giving himself, the bottom line is, he's acquiring her. In every acquisition, you need the agreement of the one who's being acquired, who's selling, right? And here, the shtar, though you need the shtar to be written, that she has to know about the shtar beforehand. Or, the shtar can be written and she can agree afterwards. Is her knowledge part of the shtar? Does she have to be aware of the writing of the shtar before it's given to her? Is she part of the makeup of what makes the shtar kedushin, the shtar kedushin? By get, she's for sure not part of the makeup of the shtar. She obviously receives the get, but we don't need her at all. She's just receiving it. By Kedushin, she has to agree. Now, she can agree after the star is written, or does she have to agree to create the star? Zog to Gemara Itmar. Kasev Lishma, Ushalemi Daita. He wrote it Lishma, but he did not, she didn't know about it. He never asked her. After he wrote it, he went over there and said, you know, I'm ready to marry you. I have a star. Rava Amat Ravina, Amri Mekadeshes. Rav of Roshravya, Amri Eda Mekadeshes. This is Machloikas. Rabbi Ravina Amr Mekadeshes, Amr Papa, Eim Atayim Adetu, Veim Atayim Adeti. I'll tell you their reason, and I'll tell you my reason. Eim Atayim Adetu, Dixiv, Yatza Vahisa, Makish Avari Liyatia. We compare Kedushin to Gerushin. Ma Yatia Lishma Shloimi Daita. Nobody, she doesn't have to know about the get. Ababai Nami Lishma Shloimi Daita. Again, in the creation of the star Kedushin, she doesn't have to be aware of it. Veim Atayim Adeti. Yatzav Haisa, Makish Avari Liyatzia, Ma Yatzia Beinon Das Machna. I need that the one who is selling, giving themselves away or giving something away, is aware of the writing of the star that creates the get. Av Havaya Beinon Das Machna. Maybe to create a star kedushin, the one who's giving herself by kedushin has to be agreeing to the star kedushin. That's the machlokes. Rashi, look, Rashi, shaloi midaita. Kaidem aksiva leinim lakva. Before the writing, he didn't ask her. V'yachak haidia v'kiblasa. Then he informed her, and she accepted it. V'bukdai l'kai. It's talking about over a begaris. V'adim b'ktana v'nara l'shmo shaloi midasaviya. B'ktana v'nara, the question would be her father's knowledge. Ma yitzia shaloi midaita shara kochi misgareshes. Happens against her will. Das machna, hainu bau, shehikna oisa begetze la'atzma. He gave her to herself. Upoitra mimeno, and he dismisses her. Ubeina shiyichsa midaita, duchsiva kasavla. Avkan, das machna, Again, the question is, by get we see two things. The husband writes it, but the husband is the machna. Now by kedushin, the husband writes it. Does the machna have to be involved in creating the shtar kedushin? And let me just point one thing out. What you see from this Gemara is that, from the Lishma, from the whole thing, this is not a shtar raya. It's not only a shtar that establishes, okay, by shtar kinyan is the same thing, but here, there are halachas that a get has to be created. We had it by get. You can't just pick up a get in this get store. You have to be written l'shem ha'bal, l'shem ha'isha. There are halachas that create the bill of divorce. There's halachas that create a bill of kedushin. This means it has to be created. And the question is, to what degree am I comparing get to a kedushin, kedushin to get, to create this bill of kedushin? Is it that I need l'shma that I learn out? How about the knowledge of the one giving us themselves? By get it's there. By kedushin, is that necessary? Or since the husband's writing the Shtar Kedushin, you don't need her das. That's the Machlokes. How to compare it. But what we see from here is, this is not that you just pick it up in a Kedushin store. You have to actually create a bill of Kedushin. That's what the Gemara is saying.
I think we said earlier that it was, some people say that you have to put the names on it. Mashma, that there are other people say you don't have to put any names on it.
Right. That's because by get, it's also only a drabonon. That's what they say. The get needing names is also rabbinic, not deraisa.
So without names, how does it prove anything?
The Aiden would have to test
Aiden, right?
Exactly. Okay, we'll stop over here. Everybody.